Scott Merriman.
Lorraine winced. You can't honestly mean to tell me you are thinking of sending this poor child to public school. She walked over to the front window and stared out at the street. Those people have an RV in their driveway. In their driveway, Aaron. Does someone live in it?
Of course not. They use it for camping. This is summer, Mom. People go on family vacations around here.
Do not use that tone with me, young man. We went on plenty of family vacations, and you know it. Just not in a...
She lifted up her fingers and made air quotes.
Recreational vehicle.
I didn't plan on coming out and murdering either of you.
No, Mr. Little responded, shaking his head. He'd have done that yesterday if he'd have been of mind to, when it was just him and me. Too hard to kill us both and get away unseen.
Katie rolled her eyes.
Oh, my stars. I'll not mention what I just saw to Clint if you promise never to unlock the cell again. That's against the law.
She pointed at Mr. Little.
I know he's innocent, but there are steps that must be followed. Taking matters into your own hands is not one of them.
Only when chocolate cake is involved,
Mr. Little quipped without missing a beat.
I best be going.
He smiled, nodded to Katie, and then turned to Nick.
Have to get back to the tannery, my boy. I'll be back tomorrow if you're still locked up.
Ling Patriarch, since when has your marvelous family started to listen to the orders of a mere boy?
He asked as if he knew the Ling family well. It was clear that he had some agenda, and even worse, his cultivation base was far above theirs.
Young Master Pai has done a great service for the Ling family. Old Man Ling said honestly as he nodded his head. To provide such assistance, the reward was that we would support him as long as he is within our western region, fighting against the blood demons. Not to mention we fight for the sake of humanity. Working under Paiyu might be discouraging for some, but for us it is a great honor. More than 1 million demons have died in the hands of this youngster. The more demons we can slay before the final war, the better our chances at winning will be.
And if I don't concede, I said, putting the letter down, you seem to have forgotten I'm winning.
Oh, you got more votes today. But you and I both know that's not winning. The runoff is another thing entirely.
That I could win.
Or you could lose. But that doesn't matter. The only way the book fair changes is if you drop out. Because even if you did manage to win the runoff, Mr. Parker, you need to understand that nothing happens in my school without my approval. And I can tell you right now that your proposal goes nowhere with you as AAPB president.